Big Gal.
The station with the happy difference. Bringing it back on the memory station.
Thank you, Julian. Good afternoon.
You're better off when your radio's on.
Live from a darkened bunker outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Hold that line. Woo! Don't blink now. Say my name. Let it ring out.
Taking it back to 1966, and it was a top five hit on both sides of the Atlantic. Black is Black from Los Bravos. Well, a very good afternoon to you. I'm Rick Haney, coming to you live from the Big L Studios just outside Atlanta. Our usual stuff, of course, Beat the Chime, our One-ish Note Wonder. We're back to normal this week. And, of course, an hour of great music, including this one, the favourite of the King, The 3 Degrees. Of course, the big question we say at railway stations.
Share precious moments. Will I have
That used to pay off when you're younger, sat at the bus stop waiting for the number 9 to take you back home. Miserable night, 10:30, it's raining, cats and dogs, and you look into her eyes and you go, when will I see you again? And she tells you, tomorrow, same time, same place. But in her heart it's like, heh, no way. Alrighty.
Listen in, this is the place to win.
When I got that treatment, I'd toodle off and get a bag of fish and chips, or fish cake chips and mushy peas. Nowadays, you get curry sauce and gravy, all of which are quite yummy. Alrighty, beat the chime time. Let's take a song, well-known song, and we replaced a word or a phrase. Sometimes it's the song title, sometimes it isn't. This is a song, actually, I enjoy playing on this show.
Never do a thing for a 20 blackbird sing-along. Royal gifts they all will bring.
I don't think it's that difficult this week. What do you think?
Never do a thing for a 20 blackbird sing-along. Royal gifts they all will bring.
Email studio at bigelradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Baby.
Your tea time, our lunch time.
Never did too much to make her stay here. Words of love to her I never say. I guess I learned a lesson when she walked out to stay, but I'm sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her. I'm sure gonna miss her every day. I don't suppose I ever said I love you, and I found out too late that wasn't right. I'm just now realizing what I lost, that's why I'm crying, and I'm sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her. I'm sure gonna miss her every night. I know I took her love for granted. Guess you could say my love was blind. Thought if she left that I could stand it, or else it didn't matter at the time. I heard she's found a guy that treats her better. I hope he knows that he's a lucky guy. I saw her today, and I'm sure gonna miss her. He was walking with her. I'm sure gonna miss her. Yes, I am.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys was the number two hit for him, 1966, in the American chart. And for some reason, that just reminds me of Les Dawson. Because I can picture him telling a joke whereby, you know, he's getting berated by the wife because he's always at the pub, and he gets the ultimatum. Pub or me? Sure gonna miss her. Ah, those were the days, isn't it? You can't do jokes like that these days. Oh, boy, tell you what, though, we've got a lot of sausage rolls to give out.
We've got a winner.
Anita, you are first. You've been beating Howard with your voicemail messages. You are spot on. Howard, literally seconds later, yes, you got it right too. You'd like a licorice pipe and a glass of Tizer. John from Derbyshire, spot on. Paul and Melanie, yes. David and Trina, you'd like a packet of wine gums, please. True story, they had some wine gums in a British section here years ago when I lived up in DC. And when I checked out at the cashier, they said, "Have you got ID?" And I said, "Why do I need ID?" "Well, wine gums." I said, "No, they're just sweets. There's no wine in them." Anyway, we got through that okay. And then Linda from Letchworth Garden City, you're spot on. And I remember your little quiz a couple of weeks ago, but I can't remember much about it. You know, we all get older. Here's what we do. Anyway, congratulations on that. This is our Beat the Chime. Last chance to hear it.
Never do a thing for a 20 blackbird sing-along. Royal gifts they all will bring.
And actually, in quite a few of your emails and voicemails, you've actually told us you do love that song. So you've got a little treat coming up after we hear from the Chiffons.
This is Big L Hoopy.
It's 1966 again.
Don't you believe in him if you do, he'll make you cry.
Voicemail's just landed. I'll check that out in a minute. Could be another right answer. But that was the Chiffons from 1966. Sweet Talking Guy. Didn't break in the top 30 in the UK that year, but it did as a re-release in 1972 when it got to number 4, but it was a top 10 hit in the US in 66. So congratulations to Anita, Howard, John from Derbyshire, Paul and Melanie, David and Trina, and Linda from Letchworth Garden City. You can have your licorice pipe, glass of dyes, a packet of white gums.
You must eat the sausage roll.
It comes from White Plains, which is a group from Manchester, not White Plains, New York. I say that every time. And it's When You Are a King. And, of course, the word was when, or the title, When You Are a King.
Big L! It's a blast!
Parting in your hair, it's hardly ever there. Wash your face, shabby in your dress. Always look a mess, don't you care? Mom is there to see you, always look your best. Change your dirty vest, when you grow you'll be a king. Never do a thing, 4 and 20 blackbirds sing along. Royal gifts they all will bring. When you are a king, everywhere you go, people bowing low, carriages to take you anywhere. Feet won't ever touch a thing. When you are a king, your shirt again, fighting in the rain with what's his name, shoe black on your face, you're really a disgrace. Mommy smiles and all the while, because she loves you, she will worry so. And if you're good, you know that when you grow you'll be a king. Never do a thing, 4 and 20 blackbirds sing along. Royal gifts they all will bring. When you are a king, everywhere you go, people bowing low, carriages to take you anywhere. Feet won't ever touch a thing. When you are a king, when you are a king, never do a thing. 4 and 20 blackbirds sing along. Royal gifts they all will bring. When you are a king, everywhere you go, people bowing low, carriages to take you anywhere. Feet won't ever touch a thing. When you are a king.
The voicemail was Howard letting me know it's his favourite White Plains song, and I agree. And I'll be honest, I didn't know about that, and I have for a few years now, but I was driving into work, pre-retirement obviously, many years ago, and I was listening to Steve James as I was heading in. He was towards the end of his show, it was of course morning hour time, and he played that song, and I've never heard that before, and I went and investigated it. I thought, what a fantastic song. Loved it. It got to number 13 in the British charts. And apparently, as I look up and search all of this, it was covered by the Nolan Sisters in 1976. I'm going to have to dig out and see what that sounds like, because 1976 and the Nolan Sisters is kind of special to me, because they appeared, I think it was 76, for a season at the Cleethorpes Pier Pavilion. You know you've made it when you get a season at Cleethorpes. But they lived in a house down the road from us, where I lived in Grimsby at the time. And there was one day a big recording truck turned up and cables run in and everything. Little did I know I'd have a career in that kind of thing. TV, though. But yeah, and I would see them coming in and out, you know, heading off late afternoon down to the pier for their concerts and stuff. Never got to, I was a 12-year-old kid. You know, the last thing I did was, well, apart from fancying the youngest Nolan at the time, that's what you do when you're 12-year-old, that Kate Bush and... you know, Debbie Harry. Enough waffling. Let's get into our power trio now on the Big L International. Three great songs. Little mini competition. When I play the third one from Petula Clark, you might recognise the tune. Who had a number one with that song? Different lyrics, but that tune. Just pop it in. It'd be great to give it a go.
It took 50 years to make them, and only one station's playing them. The heart and soul of rock and roll. Big L.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamp lighter of long, long ago. His snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamp lighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile had a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamp lighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here. He turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamp lighter of long, long ago.
The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Big L.
the Saturday Tea Time Show.
Laisse-moi venir près de toi sur le grand chariot de bois et de toile. Nous nous en irons à côté d'où montera le jour dans les premiers reflets du ciel avant la chaleur du soleil. Sous la dernière étoile, la plaine, n'aura plus de frontières. La terre sera notre domaine. Que j'aime ce vieux chariot qui tangue, qui tangue, qui tangue.
Si tu veux de moi, dormir à ton côté toujours. L'été sous la lune d'argent, l'hiver dans la neige et le vent, alors dis-le-moi, je pars avec toi. La plaine, n'aura plus de frontières. La terre sera notre domaine. Que j'aime ce vieux chariot.
De moi, de ma vie et de mon pour amour, le long des torrents et des bois, au cœur des dangers et des joies, alors dis-le-moi, je pars avec toi.
Oh, that was a good power trio, wasn't it? And Linda from LGC and Anita got it right. I was just listening to the voicemail when I realised the song was ending. It was spot on. It was, the tune was written by Paul Marriott and it was used by Petula Clark with Chariot. But Little Peggy March, I think was 13 at the time. She took it to number one in the US and then it went worldwide. And of course, it's become well known because it was featured in Sister Act and it's a song that has stood the test of time. There was also a version by a singer from the Netherlands, I believe, Jose or Jose. And there is a YouTube video, actually, of Jose and Little Peggy March singing the song together. And Little Peggy March was a huge success in Germany with lots of other songs, too. So that was a little bit of extra fun for us on this hour. Anyway, a little bit of a commercial break, and then we should be along with a bit more music. And then the one-ishy, notishy, wondery thing.
Oh, a plumber's van. Ah, just what I need. What's the number? 01273 84. Oh, missed it.
Losing business due to your phone number? Why not get a memorable one, like 24/7 24/7 or 555 555, and connect it to your existing mobile, home or office number, or even your broadband service? Find your perfect memorable number at phonenumbers.store and use discount code RADIO. Phonenumbers.store.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
William Denzelo, New York.
Rebecca Brunden, Mumbai.
Kevin Ozebek, Brussels.
For more than 25 years and now from more than 20 bureaus, FSN has brought award-winning objective coverage of world events to TV, radio and digital networks. For more information, visit us online at featurestory.com.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who has made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit donate.bigl.co.uk and click on donate, or if you would like to make a regular monthly contribution, please go to the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us to keep the music alive. Thank you.
Mersey Mini Golf Hire is ideal for weddings, parties and events. Indoor or outdoor, our nine-hole mini golf course is ideal for all ages and will keep your guests entertained at your function or event. Find us on Facebook, Mersey Mini Golf Hire, or call 01255 808049, or visit our website, merseydisco.co.uk.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
Hi, this is Phil Troll. Just popped in to tell you about my extravaganza every Saturday night between 8 and 10 and repeated Thursday mornings between 1 and 3 with music from the 50s, 60s and 70s and occasional theme shows. Be there or be square.
Big Gal.
Where the action is.
It's Rick Ailey on Saturday afternoon on Big L Radio.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. You're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. You, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
The red rubber ball just keeps on bouncing from a group called The Circle, spelt completely weird, but hey ho, what are you going to do? Another one of those probably nights fueled by a bottle of good scotch. And they wrote, we're going to be called The Circle, and somehow they misspelled it. Anyway, of course, what I played Chariot before was written in 1961 by Frank Purcell and Paul Marriott, and it was originally as an instrumental called Chariot, and Petula put lyrics to it, but Little Peggy March was the wild success with that in 63, when lyrics were written by Arthur Altman and Norman Gimbel. Norman Gimbel. Well, yeah, never mind. The things you learn and the things I learn.
Here's how the contest works.
All right, this one was one of my mum's favourite songs, and she would boogie on down to this one. There you go. What is that 1 second of an intro? What do you think it is? Ooh. I think this one's going to be on the easy side of medium.
Email studio at biglradio.co.uk. Call 01255 808113.
Wherever you go, the best.
best songs are on the Big L, the heart and soul of rock and roll.
Venus must have heard my plea. She has sent someone along for me. A long, long time for somebody to call mine, and at last he's come along. Baby, oh, nothing can go wrong. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till 8. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live life. Must be the greatest thing. I know now I sing a sing of the moon and stars above. How I love to be in love. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. I'm more than sure. Since love come, I don't want more than to kiss him every night. Makes everything alright. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love.
It's funny how a song can be number one in the UK, which it was, Sandy Shaw, Long Live Love, in 65. But in American charts, it just didn't even really break the top 100. Kind of did, and then disappeared. It's kind of sad, really, because you'd have thought that song would have done well on both sides of the Atlantic.
We've got a winner!
Quite a few winners, actually, doing very well on this one. I was listening to the voicemail from Linda. I'm only halfway through that when that song ended. But Anita, congratulations. You'd like some coconut ice. Howard, yes, you also got the little mini quiz right as well with I Will Follow Him. After that, you got that right too. You got this one right, and you said, do you remember Pontefract Cakes? Well, I also know where Pontefract is because I used to go there a bit when I was a kid. But yeah, Pontefract Cakes, I remember those. That's the first time I've heard of those for years. And a glass of cream soda. Well, we can get cream soda by the wazoo up here. There's a very nice Diet Dr. Pepper with cream soda in at the moment, which we do like. John from Derbyshire's spot on. And as I say, Linda got that right and says, remember that song very well, one of your favourites. You used to go to Stevenage, but I haven't, that's as far as I've got on the message. All right, here's more of a chance to hear, which I think will fill in the gaps and make it incredibly obvious. There you go. How can you not know what it is after that?
Come on, everybody!
Studio at biglradio.co.uk would love to hear from you. This is a song my 17-year-old daughter will sing quite a bit, and she knows it extremely well.
She ain't got no money, her clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love flows to where my rose there it goes, and nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
Yeah.
It was number one in the British charts, 1970. Got to be a top five hit in the US. Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. My daughter loves that song. Heard it on TikTok, and that's where most of the songs they hear these days. Funny to think songs that are sort of 50, 60 years old now are being heard by the younger generation. I think it's fantastic. A couple more correct entries. Where are we? Here's my little piece of paper. David and Trina spot on. You like some licorice, all sorts. Bassets, preferably. I can get those in the British section. Not Bassets. I don't know who they are, but they're very tasty. And if I ever buy a bag of them, they don't last more than an hour. So I don't buy it all that often because I feel a little bit yucky afterwards, but they're so good. Where are we? Paul and Melanie got it as well. I'm going to give you that one. Yes, you're spot on. David and Trina. Yes, you got there. Linda's got it right. Thanks for your message. I just got there. So I think we're full house, unless there's a listener out there that doesn't know. Last time to hear the longer version.
Come on, everybody.
Studio at biglradio.co.uk if you think you know the answer.
Every time my baby and I have a quarrel, I swear I won't give in. Then my baby starts to smile at me, and I know, I just can't win. When my little girl is smiling, I can't stay mad at her for long. Why should I want to fight when I can hold her tight? I just don't care who's right or wrong. Oh, let me tell you now, when my little girl is smiling, there's nothing more I can say. I see those big bright eyes, and then I realize that girl is gonna get her way. But you would understand why her wish is my command if you were in my. My little girl is smiling. It's the greatest thrill there can be. She gets her way, it's true, but I know I won't be blue as long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me.
So in April 1962, there was a battle of three versions of that song. The Drifters took it to a top 30 hit in the US, and they released it in the UK. Got to number 31. Jimmy Does Justice also released it in 62, took it to number 9. Craig Douglas, which is the version I've just played, also took it to number 9 2 weeks later in 1962 as well. When My Little Girl Is Smiling, and as fathers always know, when your little girl is smiling, it's one of the best feelings on earth, but you know they've just put one over on you, particularly when they get older, don't they? Anyway, congratulations now to Anita, Howard, John from Derbyshire, Paul and Melanie, David and Trina, and Linda from Letchworth Garden City, and a voicemail's just landed. Could be another winner, but you got it right. It was Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again. My mum loved this song, and I think, Linda, you said you did too.
Big L! It's a blast!
Let's Twist Again, Chubby Checker. He's still with us, lives up in Philadelphia, aged 84, but man, the memories that guy must have. And then Linda let me know, do you know my record collection? Well, that's what we do here on Big L, and particularly on my shows, bring back those memories we know and that you love. Including this one, which is a rare memory, Nita Rossi. No connection to Francis Rossi as far as I know. A song called Something to Give on the Big L International.
Ever since the first lady
what's that?
That could have been one of those forgotten vinyls, really. Nita Rossi, Something to Give on the Big L International. How did remind me? Chubby Checker, yes, was Ernest Evans. That was his original name. And Craig Douglas, indeed, and I knew this, was a milkman and was often known as the singing milkman. And you know what? Was he the inspiration behind Ernie? We'll never know.
It's another wonderful weekend.
Another forgotten song from the vinyl graveyard.
Number three for Peter Shelley in 1975. I Love Me, Love My Dog. Love that song. All the copy I've got is a vinyl one, but love it all the same. And Peter Shelley was the original Alvin Stardust and recorded Cuckoo before Shane Fenton took it over. Well, that's it. I'm out of here. Danny Van Dam is next. Paul Voss at 7 and Phil Troll live between 8 and 10 tonight on the Big L International. I'll leave you with a little bit of Elton John and a snippet of Song for Guy, which is actually quite a sad song, if you know the history behind it. I'll be back again with you next Saturday, but it's a virtual me because we have some performances of dance and all that. Bye-bye.